This is I Need You Near by Serotonation, read by Spencer 99.
The snow blizzard has been raging all day. During the daytime, the team kept themselves busy, training and working and cooking and playing video games, though they didn't really notice the cold. But when the sun went down, it was a whole other story. When Tony finally stumbled into his room, he found Thor sleeping in his bed already. He didn't think much of it. Thor often slept in the biggest empty bed he could find, which was often Tony's. So Tony changed into his favorite pajama bottoms and slipped into bed. Thor turned in his sleep and curled up facing Tony. He was almost asleep when the door cracked open. He recognized Bruce's outline, so he sat up. "What's wrong?"
"Nothing," Bruce whispered back.
"It's just that I forgot to turn on the heater in my room, so it's freezing cold."
"I hope you don't mind sharing," Tony said, shifting to let Bruce slide in next to him.
"Thanks," Bruce said, and closed the door gently behind him before shuffling in and curling up next to Tony.
He'd barely closed his eyes when the door opened again.
"Tosh, shut up," Natasha's voice filtered through. "You don't have a choice in this."
They heard Clint sigh, and they caught a glimpse of Natasha pulling him in behind her by the hand before the door was closed again.
"Boys," she said, "we need direct access to Tony."
"I'll just..." Bruce started.
"No, don't move," Clint said, and climbed over him to squeeze into the gap between Tony and Bruce.
He glared at Tony and put an arm across his chest.
Tony shivered.
"You are freezing cold."
"Yeah," Clint said.
"Don't take this the wrong way, but Tasha was right. You're like a furnace."
"It's the arc reactor," Natasha said, getting in between Thor and Tony.
Thor shifted and put an arm around her. Tony didn't miss the small smile that crossed her lips or the way she put her hands over Thor's arm.
"Is that why your bed is so warm?" Bruce asked.
"Or it might be the four other people in it," Tony said, but couldn't bring himself to put any zeal into it.
"Does anyone know where Steve is?"
"Sleeping in his own bed," Clint suggested.
"Well, that's no fun," Tony said.
"Jarvis." The door opened before Tony could finish. Steve took one look at them and turned to leave.
"Never mind."
"Steve!" Tony called after him.
"Shuffle over, guys."
"Is everyone here?" Steve said, getting a closer look.
"Almost,"
Bruce said, and pulled the cover aside to invite Steve in.
"I don't know," he said doubtfully. "It looks pretty full."
"Someone wake Thor," Tony said. "Get him to budge over."
"It is impossible to sleep with all of this talking," Thor grumbled,
but shifted to the edge of the bed, and with a little more maneuvering, there was plenty of space for Steve to join them.
"Come on, Cap," Bruce said.
"If you insist," Steve said, and got into bed next to Bruce.
"Good," Tony said.
"Now can we go to sleep?" There was agreement from all sides, so Tony let out a soft sigh and closed his eyes. He was exhausted. The next morning, he woke up with the feeling that he was being watched. He opened his eyes to see Pepper standing by his bed, taking in the scene. Clint's face was pressed into his bare shoulder. Thor and Natasha were curled around each other, and Steve's arm was thrust protectively over Bruce.
"Let's face it," he said. "This is still not the worst thing you've caught me doing."
She rolled her eyes, nodded, and turned to leave.
"I'll cancel all your appointments for today."
"You're the best," he called after her.
It was a course of grumbles and readjusting of positions. Tony waited until they were all settled again before relaxing himself. He can't remember the last time he'd slept so well. The end.